אתם עם SBS בעברית. לעוד סיפורים מעניינים, כנסו ל-sbs.com.au.
Hi, I'm Matt. We'll jump straight into the leading stories in this week's edition of the Australian Jewish News. Jewish people need to reclaim the word Zionism, Noah Tishby told guests at JNF's gala events in Sydney and Melbourne. In Sydney, around 750 people attended the event to hear the Israeli actress, author and advocate speak about her passion of defending the Jewish people in Israel. Attendees were also treated to a Q&A with former Israel Defense Forces Chief, Lieutenant General Aviv Kochavi, conducted by veteran Israeli journalist Yoav Limor. Tishby told of how anti-Semitism used to be, quote, hidden from view and something that you should be ashamed of doing. She said, I couldn't have imagined where we'd be now when classic anti-Semitic tropes are being spewed proudly by political and cultural leaders. And then she said, there's this new cool and trendy social justice cause. It's called anti-Zionism. And let me just be clear, she said, anti-Zionism is anti-Semitism. She said the word Zionism was taken away from us. Zionism is the Jewish people's right to have a state, she said. And when somebody tells you that they're not anti-Semitic, but just anti-Zionist, you should ask them which other countries they would like to dismantle, because it's usually just one. When the state of Israel gets attacked, she said, when Israel constantly gets demonized and vilified and disproportionately singled out, we all know that this is more than just politics. And there's no place where this is more apparent, common or sadly popular, than on college campuses. She said, I recently read here in Australia that 2 out of 3 Jewish students have felt anti-Semitism, and over 50% of university kids hide their Jewish identity. This is why we're all here, she said, to fight back. And as a Jewish community, we've seen it all, discrimination, bigotry and persecution throughout the generations. We've been through it all and we got out of it on the other side, stronger, smarter and more reliable. So together, we're going to do it again.
And that's Noah Tishby visiting Australia and a guest of JNF visiting both Sydney and Melbourne. Noah is an Israeli actress, writer, producer and activist. Shane, was this a once-off event or is Noah going to speak again somewhere else? I think the JNF is an annual event, isn't it?
Yeah, so it's JNF's annual gala events in Sydney and Melbourne. They do have a few smaller events on as well for different subgroups and women's groups and things like that and young youth. But yeah, this was the major events and it was in Sydney and in Melbourne.
Great. Let's move on to some other stories that make headlines this week and an interesting story about hanging a mezuzah on the door.
Yeah, this is an interesting one. It's happened to one person, but it may well be happening more. But in Sydney, after an unexpected battle with both his building manager and strata committee, Bondi Junction resident Jaime Eisman has finally been allowed to keep his mezuzah affixed to his apartment doorpost. After a few months after he moved into the building, Eisman put up a mezuzah. It wasn't nailed into the doorpost of his fifth floor apartment. Instead, Eisman used tape, but he soon received an email demanding it be removed, with the assistant building manager claiming he was in breach of 2 of the building's bylaws. Eisman said, I told the building manager you have to be careful here about possible indirect discrimination because the definition is having a set of rules for everyone that specifically disadvantages one group's rights. This isn't a decoration, he pointed out. This is a religious and cultural thing that Jews are supposed to do. So the building manager then referred the matter to the strata committee, and after more back and forth, Eisman was permitted to keep his mezuzah up. But he told the Jewish News that the drawn-out episode had caused him a fair amount of mental anguish, particularly as he has been told he remains in breach of the building's bylaws, with the committee entitled to revisit the matter at a later stage. He said they think this matter is getting any Australian Jew should have to deal with that kind of stuff and have to fight to observe their religious rights in Australia in 2023. Even more so in a building in one of Australia's most densely populated Jewish suburbs. Why would you fight for so long on that and claim I'm in breach of something? No one has offered me an apology. The issue of putting up a mezuzah does come up from time to time, but acting CEO of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies, Michael Genscher, told the Jewish News that it is unfortunate when it does. He said, without having any knowledge of the specifics of that case, I think it's unfortunate that anyone in this day and age is feeling that they are unable to practice and follow their religion over a mezuzah on a door. In my experience, he said, the best way through is conversation and education with the building manager, strata managers, and finding a way that allows for the display of the mezuzah without any detriment to the aesthetics of the building.
Shane, I really don't understand. The building manager is simply upset because a mezuzah one of the residents put on his doorframe? Is this what it's all about?
That's what happened. It's hard to believe, and especially in Bondi Junction, where there are so many mezuzahs on doors. But look, this has happened. It might be ignorance. It might be more than that. Who knows? But it'd just be interesting to see if it's happening, you know, in Melbourne as well and in other suburbs of Sydney.
That's not good. That's, in fact, a bit of a worry, I would say.
Yeah, it's a worry. And I'm sure there'll be more of this coming up now. More people, if it's happened to, speaking out.
Yeah. Okay, let's talk about some other news, and let's talk a little about the Yiddish language. I read there may be some good news for Yiddish speakers.
Yes, so Yiddish, we don't often talk about Yiddish, but it does have a real future in Australia, not just the past. According to the Director of Archives for the YIVO Institute for Jewish Research, Stephanie Halkin, and the Director of Public Programs, Alex Weiser, who were recently both in Melbourne and Sydney, on a trip organized by the Australian Centre for Jewish Civilization at Monash University. The pair featured at several public events for them and also Kadima, Monash University and the University of Sydney. Weiser said during their visit to Australia, he and Halpern found a great interest in Yiddish among younger people. He said, that's really consistent with what we find at YIVO as well, that you have students, especially college and graduate students, that are looking to study history or literature or music or the arts, and they're curious to learn about this amazing period of Jewish history for which Yiddish is the key that unlocks the door. He said he was struck by the fact that Melbourne's Shalom Aleichem College is the only secular school in the world that teaches in Yiddish, something that reflects the Melbourne Jewish community's Polish roots. The YIVO visitors are optimistic that Yiddish and Hebrew can coexist. As Halpern said, there were communities in Eastern Europe schools that were teaching Hebrew and newspapers and journals in Hebrew that lived right alongside those Yiddish materials as well. And that's true today. And I would encourage people to teach both languages to their children. Australian Centre for Jewish Civilization at Monash University Director David Slucky said the YIVO visit has been a big success, and his organisation is keen to maintain a strong relationship with the New York-based institution.
You know, Shane, the Yiddish language seems to be spoken less and less, but in fact, lots of young students are interested in learning it again.
It is in Melbourne especially, as you said, it's got a very strong Polish migration history since World War II and even before. So you could understand why it's particularly strong in Melbourne, but there are some Jewish groups in Yiddish-speaking groups that gather on weekends or during the week every now and then and keep Yiddish alive. They tend to be older people, but overall, I think in the Australian Bureau of Statistics in the last sentence, it did show a gradual decline of Yiddish over the years, but as these visitors from YIVO found out, there's actually a lot of strong interest by young people. Maybe kids are curious about what their grandparents spoke growing up as their first language, the school in Melbourne, Shalom Aleichem College, still has classes, still offers classes in Yiddish. So it is interesting. Hopefully it can stay alive and because it's such an important part of Jewish culture.
I couldn't agree less. Thanks for the info about the Yiddish language. And you can read the full story on this week's edition of the Australian Jewish News. What else is interesting, Shane? Maybe tell us about the matchmaker.
Yes, of course we had TV matchmaker program host in America on Netflix, Aliza Ben Shalom. She brought alive huge audiences in Sydney's Central Synagogue and Melbourne's Caulfield Shul in the last week in shows that were held in partnership with the Australian Jewish News. She spoke about sharing her personal and professional journey, including how she was serendipitously approached to host the Netflix reality show, Jewish dating show, after one of her matchmaker friends turned down the offer. So it's funny how things turn out. And at the end of each evening's show in Melbourne and Sydney, she facilitated an interactive matchmaking segment with four volunteer singles on stage. The audience acted as the matchmakers, getting to know the contenders with a series of revealing questions. And by the end of the segment, those audience members who themselves fitted the criteria or knew someone who did were connected with the singles. So a lot of fun was had on those evenings.
And that's Aliza Ben Shalom, the matchmaker here in Australia. Okay, let's move on to some sports. What's happening in the world of sports this week?
Yeah, sure. In sport, there was a lot happening on last weekend in Sydney and Melbourne. So in Melbourne, it was a wonderful, wonderful day for Ajax Senior Aussie Rules Club, who in the one day won two VAFA Premiership titles. Now, one of them was their women's team, the Jackets, who won their first ever Premiership title in their 9-year history. And then just hours later, the Ajax men's third division 4 team also won a title. And they only entered the competition after about 4 or 5 rounds and went on this amazing winning streak that took them all the way into the finals and, of course, winning the grand final. And in Sydney, it was also a wonderful weekend. It was a very proud day for Maccabi Hakoa Football Club, that's soccer, at Hensley Stadium when their men's Saturday Division 2 team achieved a rare Eastern Suburbs Football Association Premiership Championship double. It was an amazing match. It went into extra time. It was 2-2, and with 5 minutes to go, Maccabi Hakoa scored, and geez, they celebrated afterwards.
Nice.
Very much.
Fantastic. Shende Ziatnik, thank you so much for your time this week. For the full stories and more, head to the Australian Jewish News website. Speak to you again next week.
Thanks very much, Amit.
עקבו אחרינו והפיצו אותנו דרך דף הפייסבוק שלנו.